not mad at you. I'm mad at me. I've just been so lonely over the last year. I'm raising a child alone. I'm scared. I always thought of myself as a strong and independent person, but the truth is I'm afraid.
And believe it or not, that is from Frasier, a very powerful moment in Frasier when Frasier's wife admits to the fact of that it's hard to raise, to be a single mom, to have some empathy for that. And she's having empathy for herself. She's not trying to shift the blame. If you're in a difficult situation like that, where you're a single parent, or maybe there's a different type of personal issue that you're kind of on the verge of facing with yourself. You might procrastinate. You might be anxious. You might have difficulty in front of others. Pick up the phone and give me a call. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner. My show is The Rational Basis of Happiness, and it's an opportunity for you to love your world a little bit more. Learn some skills that just give you those wonderful, aha, now I understand why this is happening, or aha, now I know how to handle this situation a tad better. And it doesn't replace therapy, but it is an opportunity. It is free advice. So you can always visit my website, drkenner.com, or call me right now, toll free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. And I want to welcome Jules to the phone. Jules, you're a single parent?
Well, my baby will be 18 tomorrow, so I guess you could say my parenting days is over.
Yeah, they're never over. My kids are in their 30s. It's never over.
I know, but yeah. At least now I don't feel obligated.
Yes,
and
yes.
Now I can let my hair down and be me.
Wonderful, wonderful. Yeah. So what would you like some help with?
Well, this is the deal. I have a 17-year-old who'll be 18 tomorrow, and I have a 26-year-old.
Yeah.
Okay, they both have two different daddies. I pretty much primarily raised them by myself.
Yeah.
But when I look at myself compared to other mothers, I never gave my kids up. I never was a drug addict. I never was, you know, lived a promiscuous lifestyle or anything like that.
Yeah.
I worked two jobs, went to college, got a couple of college degrees.
Wow.
Was a good example for my kids.
Yes. Right.
Was a good example for my kids, you know, very spiritual. Had them in church. They didn't grow up in church, but we were in and out of church. So
yeah.
We are believers of God. But the 26-year-old, he has anger problems, and the 18-year-old resents me so much. And I sit back and I ask myself, where do I go wrong? Did
okay.
I love too hard?
Yeah. So the question is a decent question. The tone of voice is not fair to you. If you're saying, where did I go wrong, you're assuming what? That you went wrong.
I'm assuming that these a lot of the stuff I understand is in the DNA behavior.
Well, I don't buy that. I think if my two kids... when my daughter turned about, when she was able to drive, so a little earlier, 16, 17, 18, she said, Mom, I wanted my independence, and that meant being on my own more, you know, going with my friends. And she was a very good kid. It's just that, who do they get their independence from?
Are you saying that's a question you're aiming back at me?
The kids typically want to see that they can make it on their own, and that means apart from mom, apart from their caretaker, who is you, right? So a piece of it is just the stage that they're in. They're young adults. One of them's just turning into a young adult, and the other, you know, 18 years old, and the other is a young adult, and the theme is anger. If they are angry, then what's going through their head is something is not fair. And I don't know what that might be. If we could see the world through your 18-year-old son's eyes, he's not looking at all the things you did right. Our kids rarely say, hey, you were a great mom, great role model, college degrees, you weren't a drug addict, you weren't promiscuous, you know, good mom. We rarely get that until a little later when they have more experience under their belt. When they get more experience under their belt and when they become more of an individual. And if we help them see the good in themselves, they're more likely to see the good in us too. So let's just focus on your 18-year-old or almost 18-year-old. If what does he say to you when he gets angry? What are his actual words?
He's very quiet, so I read his diary.
Okay.
But his diary would be like, you know, because he's blind in the left eye.
Yeah.
So like why? So he, and then too, his dad wasn't in the picture. So okay, I'm gonna stick to the topic. What does he say? He doesn't really say a whole lot. The things he says, he said, "Mom, I think we'll get along better when I'm on my own than living with you."
He'll say that.
A lot of times, it's like when we're by ourselves, we get along fine. There's laughter, there's loving.
Yeah.
But when he hangs out with his friends, and his friends manipulate him, then he comes in with a different mood and attitude. So now he's moved out the environment. He's staying with his auntie. We're getting along fine. So to me, it was another element that had him thinking about the negative part.
Yeah, so it may be... Go ahead.
When I read his diary, it said something among the lines, "I'm going to kill my mom."
Okay.
And then I
does he give content to it? Yeah, so he knows you read his diary.
Yeah, he knows I'm reading his diary now.
Okay, maybe that's why he wants to kill you, huh? So what does he tell you? What does he tell you about when he gets that angry?
He cries and says, "Mom, you know I really don't even mean that. You know I don't mean that."
Okay, but what does he mean?
You know what? It goes back to independence. When you said the word independence,
yeah,
the green lights went out because when I called the cops on him 3 weeks ago, because he had stayed out all night and he's answering the phone, the cops said that they want to be independent away from their parents.
Yeah.
And he said, "But your son doesn't realize that you're the best thing for him right now, because the friend that he was hanging out with is homeless."
Okay.
Well, he chooses to be homeless. He has a wealthy grandparent, but he chooses to be homeless. But they drink, and they drink those little energy drinks all night long.
Yeah.
My son doesn't do drugs. Yeah. One of them does drugs or drink, thank God.
Yeah.
So I know I've done something right, but when the cops said they want to be independent away from their family, that a green light went out. Because I guess you could say they live in a very structured environment, and their friends get to stay out all night.
Okay. So they're seeing a contrast, and they're saying, "I hate my mom. She won't let me stay out all night." They're not seeing, my mom, I should be so appreciative. She's such an upstanding person and a good role model, and I'm lucky to have her in my life. And they're not going to give you that. Listen, when they start getting peer pressure, as a parent, it's very difficult to try to force them. Because if you say, "Don't hang with these kids," their first response is going to be, "Don't tell me what to do. I'll hang with who I want." So the key word is guiding your child. Provide opportunities when they get together with someone they really admire, whom you admire too. So it could be, if you're working, maybe it's a colleague of yours who's a good role model, a male colleague who, you know, would talk with him and say, "Hey, bud, you know, kids will listen to a friend of a parent, but they may not listen to the parent."
Right.
So you do want to not just do nothing and let peer pressure take over. You want your kids to have the social skills. I know your other one's 26 years old. The social skills to be able to say, "I was scared. I was drinking a lot. Or these energy drinks." And, you know, how might you stand up to them? Maybe, you know, sometimes maybe you just need a change of friends. Sometimes the change of friends is the solution.
That's beautiful, but you would say that. I'm sorry.
Right. So your goal is to be a good listener, so you understand where his anger is coming from, and to be a good, loving guide without coming down so strong-handed that you reverse the trend. He gets angry at you. So listen, the keys, if I had to sum things up for you, Jules, kudos to yourself. Recognize the good in yourself. And then you're a single parent. You've done a nice job. Recognize that it's the time of life too. That the theme behind anger is it's not fair. He wants his independence, but you could be a good guide. And if you recognize the good in yourself and in him, I think you'll be on your way. Thank you so much for your call.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner.
When a person does something irrational, thoughtless, or immoral in relation to a romantic partner and is asked, "Why did you do that?" a common answer is, "I don't know." Often this really means, "I don't want to know," which means I don't want to introspect because I do not want to face up to what I might find. Such evasion not only puts you out of control of your actions, it undermines any romantic potential. If you don't know why you act as you do and thus can't trust yourself, how can any partner trust you? Introspection is essential for making yourself lovable. Be objective about yourself. Living in a subjective fantasy world or playing a role to gain the illusion of self-esteem is self-destructive and destroys romance. Acknowledging your flaws is the first step towards self-improvement.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com, and you can buy the book at amazon.com.